Well, obviously, I'm excited. You know, I just hope it all goes well and hope you guys enjoy it and spread the word. But this is fun for me. I'll be here every day, more or less, and between the golf rounds, and we'll see how it goes.
Tell us about the facility and why everybody will like it here.
Well, I mean, there's nothing not to like if the weather holds out, which it will be cool like this, so it's already a good start. Great restaurants. If you guys, I'll give you some restaurants that you need to go to. But if you like to fish, you like to ride horses, you like to golf, you want to go whitewater rafting is about a half hour away. You want to go bungee jumping, if you want to ride a zip line, whatever you want to do is here. And then the people will be super nice to you. And whatever you need, I know the Greenbrier staff will do everything they can to make this easy.
As a coach, do you come as a fan, or do you come thinking, hey, look at how they organize this. I can steal some of this here and there.
Well, I think you always try to steal, you know, with your eyes, and you do that. And I'll be talking to Coach O'Brien, and hopefully, but mostly as a fan. You know, it is two different sports.
Sure.
But just being around people that are motivated like he is and watch them organize and get ready for what they have coming up, it does parallel what we do. So, yeah, I'll try to learn what I can, but I'm a big fan now. I wasn't before, but yeah. I am now.
Have you ever had an opportunity to watch J.J. work?
I watch everybody work, you know, so this is just to be able to see this. But also, I can't wait till the season starts because now you get to know them a little bit and you get a little bit of a personal take on it, you know, and once you get to know players or know coaches, then you can really root for them.
Mike, it is different sports in a cup than any other market, different types of athletes, but right. You can kind of learn a few things and pick up.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Just the mindset. The mindset and the intensity, being dedicated to certain things and seeing how they clean things up and being organized. Other than that, you know, it is two different sports, but you can always learn from people that are successful, and these guys are real successful.
Like, how much did you embrace the local teams when you're working in a city like, in this case, Houston, the Texans, that kind of thing?
Well, you know, you come from different backgrounds, and you probably grew up with different teams. But now that I'm in Houston, and I've got to know the, you know, AJ of the Astros, I got to know him a little bit. He was in Phoenix when I was there, mm-hmm. So you already, that touches you. And then now I'll get to know these guys real well. And so, yeah, they won't have a bigger fan than the sports in Houston than I will. And I like the Rockets for whatever reason.
Can you get, Mike, some general thoughts about the Rockets? You guys are in the middle of a lot of different things. Some you can talk about, some you can't. Just what you're feeling about where your team is.
Well, I can talk about everything because we're ready to roll. We've got a great team and we've got great players. And I'm excited as heck. Adding Chris Paul, obviously, was a coup. And that's great for Daryl and his staff that we were able to do that. So I think the fans should be excited. And, you know, first let's get excited about the Texans, then we'll get excited about the Rockets.
Do you need another star? I mean, everyone talks about three stars. You've got two.
I know. Well, you got two with me, and that's tough. And, no. All right, guys, I'm good. All right, guys, we'll see you.